Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is episode 308 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast, the first podcast of 2024 coming at you. As always, anchor.fm/KMF podcast, also available on iTunes, Spotify. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find the Keep Moving Forward podcast. 5-star rate and review. I love reading reviews. I love sharing on social media and bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. Patreon.com for all the bonus episodes, the past bonus episodes. Patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar's got their flavors out there. If you like marshmallow and chocolate, if you like good tasting protein bars, the old school ones they have. I like the old school Built Bars. You can check them out, builtbar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. Save 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee, still the best nitro brew out there. Get your coffee fix on. SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% off your order. My good friend John Ziegler, his comedy special is available on YouTube. Go take a watch. I don't know if you can take a watch. Give it a watch. Give it a look. Laugh. Check it out. Go to John Ziegler Comedy on Instagram. Give him a follow. The link is in the bio. If you would like to see me do some live stand-up comedy, you live on Long Island, well, I could make that happen for you. Saturday, February 3rd, at the Belmore Fire Department on Pettit Avenue in Belmore, New York. I'll be there with my friends Ryan Marr and Jimmy Palumbo. Doing a little comedy for you. I don't have a lot of Long Island shows, so everybody's like, oh, Anthony, when are you going to be on Long Island? Well, here it is. It's going to be a fun night. Matador Cruiser, they're coming down. I'm looking forward to it. I always like the Belmore Firehouse show. It's a blast. I always like being in my hometown, telling them some jokes, being inappropriate. There's nothing better than that. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's been a little while. Been about 2 weeks. We haven't had an episode since before Christmas. I hope everybody had a happy, safe holidays. I'm not going to say Happy New Year because I believe 3 days after, you don't say it anymore. I go by the Larry David school of thinking with that. You know, Christmas and other holidays, you can say that longer because it's, you know, it's a season. But New Year's is one day, it's done. That's it. Happy New Year. It's over. Plus, I'm not like a new year, new me kind of guy. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I'll go over my holidays with everybody. Part of the reason I took a little break was, you know, the holidays fell on a Sunday. I think a Sunday. Did it fall on a Sunday? No, it fell on a Monday. I'm sorry. The holidays fell on a Monday. The Eves were on Sundays. And also, I was sick for like most of December. Like, well, this is like Thanksgiving. I got sick at Thanksgiving. I got better and I got sick again. And I'm still like just dealing with like a little congestion. And I read somewhere that it's actually, if you suffer from allergies, that's a big part of it because the weather keeps on like changing. It keeps on getting hot and cold and hot and cold. And I feel fine. And it kind of does feel like when I have my allergies, that same thing. Like, I feel like I have something stuck in the back of my throat sometimes. I don't want to get into, like, too much information, but Just saying, a little allergy feeling. But anyway, I had an awesome Christmas. I did the weekend at Catch a Rising Star with Ryan Marr. It was a blast. Great crowds. It wasn't like, you know, packed, but Christmas weekend, they got some good crowds in there. Fun, energetic. We had a good time. And I drove home and had Christmas Eve at my brother's house. And my sister-in-law's family was there. And, you know, again, always a good time hanging with them. Christmas Day back at my brother's with the kids. And, you know, watching them with their presents and what they got. And I learned, my nephew said I got him some nice drip. I didn't know what drip was until Christmas. Apparently that's clothes, what you're wearing. He liked the drip I got him. And my nephew Luke is 10 now. He's at that age where you buy him like clothes and stuff. And I did. I got him some stuff, and I'm very proud of myself. He liked it. I know what's going on in the world today with the youngins as far as fashion. As everybody knows me, I am a fashion icon. Tracksuits, black socks, and sandals. Chain wallets. I'm being sarcastic, if you haven't picked up on that. So Christmas came and went. New Year's came, and I drove New Year's Eve. First time in a while I didn't have a show or book for a show. I was booked last year, but then I got the gallbladder. And I was in the hospital, so I canceled the show for that. And this year, didn't have a show booked. Decided to drive. I did okay. I didn't do as much money as I wanted to, but also wasn't as busy as I thought. And I was happy that I could also, be a ride for hire for a couple of friends of mine. And it was a good night. Made some money, drove around a little bit. And I got home about 4 o'clock. And, you know, the next day is, you know, that's it. It's New Year's Day, day one. And I, you know, it was football was on and I was back to work the next day. And January 2nd, we're back on the, you know, everybody's back to the work, grind, everything. And like I said before, new year and new me. I'm not one of those people. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I don't believe that there's a certain day, time, or, a certain day of the year you have to begin something, whether you're talking about a weight loss journey, you're talking about anything you want to better yourself at, you want to stop doing. Any day is good for that. You pick a day. There it is. But this year, New Year's Day was on a Monday. It was like worlds were colliding with, like, you know, posts and here we go, meal prepping, gym habits, everything going on. And it's awesome to see. But I'll be 100 with you guys, as I always am. I'm not there yet. I want to be, but I wasn't like January 1st, hop on the, the train and new year, new me. That's not what I'm doing. I just got to do something, but again, we're not gonna have the same podcast we had a million times last year. I'm just saying, like, I don't subscribe to that belief. And I did a podcast with Gormy over the break. You can check it out, the Fat Guy Forum. We did a New Year's podcast right before New Year's, me and him. And we talked a lot about this. And we talked about, like, you know, just, you know, what our plans are for the new year. And I said, for me, what works best for me when I'm getting started, the best thing I do for myself is before the week even starts, I do a food shopping. And I don't like meal prep. I meal prep a little differently. I like to, and I guess I mentioned this before. I like to, like dinner, not, I like to come home and be a little creative. I like to not know exactly what I'm having for dinner yet. I like to, you know, just feel it out. But I'll meal prep my lunches and my breakfast. That's how I get started. Those little things like that. Because for me, the day goes bad instantly, like in the morning when I'm getting coffee. Because somehow, magically, I don't know how it happens, like donuts or a muffin might get into my bag with my coffee. So if I have my breakfast already, I know I have food. I don't worry about that. That's a big thing for me. Just making my breakfast alone can cut out a tremendous amount of calories for the day. And my lunch has always been the protein from the night before with some like rice or cauliflower rice, you know, with some potatoes or something, just something simple. Lunch to me has never been like, doesn't have to be an extravagant thing. I eat lunch so I'm not hungry during the day. Dinner, I like to get a little more creative. And breakfast when I'm home. Otherwise, breakfast, I can eat the same thing every day. I can eat like overnight oats or like eggs. I don't have to get creative during the week when I'm at work. When I'm home, I think just in general, when I cook at home, I like to be creative. And that helps me as far as staying on track because it's not boring. And listen, some of the things I eat that are bad for you aren't the most exciting things, but they taste really good. I'll tell you one thing I had, we were just talking about like, you know, the break and everything. I was at the cigar lounge one night and I was just craving a sandwich. I was hungry. I ordered a sandwich from a deli on Long Island that was open at the time. It was like 8 o'clock and the place was open. And it was just the moushad chicken cutlet and bread, and it was just absolutely disgusting. And it wasn't worth it. And I'm like, I know I can go to Finn's and get a good sandwich. I can make a good sandwich at home. So for me, it's stopping with, you know, ordering out, dining out, cooking more at home. That's where I get to start, like the motivation to get back on track. It really starts with that for me. And you know what? Like I don't, the whole new year, new me thing. I kind of like where I ended 2023 as far as me, as far as I'm not talking about weight, not talking about anything like that or diet. Talk about me as a person. Yeah, I still have my issues. I still have things I'm working on. But as far as like overall, like how far I came in 2023, I'm like a million times ahead of where I was when I started as far as mindset and like feeling good about myself and not letting people affect me the way they do. And I was told one time by somebody, I'm an empath. So like I will take on people's problems. I will, you know, try to help. And I'll let it consume me in a way, not fully, but, you know, I'll let it. Like I'll take on their pain almost. And listen, for my friends, my family, I'm always there for them. I always want to be there for them. But for people that aren't putting effort into me, you're out. Done. I'm not doing that for you anymore. And when I stopped doing that this year, when I really focused on me and my feelings and how things affected me, it's like a whole different world. Whole different world. I talk about this with my friend Tracy all the time, my friend Tracy Carnazzo. You know, because I get in my head sometimes. I get like, you know, Stunad, and I go, oh, I wish I could be back in 2019, 2020, when I was killing it. And she's like, no, you don't, because you were a different person then. You let this bother you, let this affect you. That doesn't affect you now. And you know what? She's right. Because it was what affected me then, kind of caused my whole slide. That wouldn't, if I could get my ass in gear, it wouldn't bother me now if that thing happened again. First of all, it wouldn't happen again because it would have stopped it, 2 seconds when things started going off the rails. But I'm glad I've learned what I've learned and I've put that into effect. And I've come a long way in that sense. So I just want to build on that more, as far as that. And, if I can get this other thing going, it'd be awesome. Be absolutely awesome. I just feel like, I'm spinning my wheels. And, that's one of the reasons, too, I took a little break. I just feel like I was coming on here each week and saying the same things over and over again. And, I apologize for that. I apologize if I'm repetitive. I apologize if it's like, all right, just do it already, Anthony. Like, I get it. I have those thoughts, too. I have those feelings, too. But again, this is my life. This is what I'm going through right now. This is the things I'm dealing with. And it sucks. It does. It just sucks. It really does. And I want to turn it around. I'm going to turn it around. I'm not saying if. I know I'm going to. I got a wedding in April, end of April. That's like black tie optional, which I probably got to wear like a suit. And I haven't squeezed myself into one of those in a while. I'm like, why do I wear a suit to a wedding? I usually wear the nice pants, sweater vest, a shirt and tie. But this, I think, is an event where I'm going to have to wear a jacket. So that's a little motivation as well. I got 4 months for that. I hate suits. I really do. Suits are not built for bigger guys. Unless you're getting like a tailored one. But the whole jacket and the shoulder thing is always tight, and I don't like the look of it. Suits are made for thin people. I'm sorry, that's my belief. That's why I rock the sweater vest. And it's gonna be April, so I can't wear both. I'll be sweating, dripping sweat. Which would be gross for everybody around me at the table and for myself. Anyway, I'm not going to stress about that. I'm just saying this. I set little goals for myself like that. And I'm not saying, listen, I want to lose 800 pounds by the wedding. But I'd like to just be able to be a little more comfortable in my own skin, in different clothes. That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying, right? Okay. So, this week is like the first week back officially, like a full week of work. Today was a crazy day. We've had storms here on Long Island. Not like we didn't get hit with any snow, but like north of us got snow. Jersey got snow. And there's supposed to be a big rainstorm tomorrow. So my job's been busy and I've been busy at work. And it's like, now it's back to, now we're in it. Now we're in the month of January. And it's just getting back to the regular schedule program. Even my emails have gone down as far as gym membership deals. I saw the Weight Watcher app kind of change a little bit. I got to go down there and play around a little bit, see what's going on. Maybe track something. That'll be new. I know what to do. And I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not going to go back to it because it's, I've talked about it a number of times. But this month is, you know, it's exciting. The fact that there's no holidays, that like now we're into the year. I did my vacation picks at work this year. I got some good days off. I'm excited, you know, just thinking about the year coming up. So classic days I take off. This is totally off, like, you know, any kind of motivational or weight loss or anything. Just random topic. What's good? Maybe for your mental health. What kind of days do you look for? Do you like taking vacations, or do you like taking days like long weekends? I'm a long weekend kind of guy. Because I work for a small company, and when I'm not there, the work piles up, and then I'm like catching up for like 2-3 weeks after that. To me, it's not worth it to take a week off unless I'm going somewhere. Like when I went to Florida, I took a week off. That's where I would like actually take a week. If I was going away, if I was going, you know, when I was going to go to California, I was like a week off. So I take like long weekends. And the first one I got coming up is Super Bowl weekend. I take that Monday off. And it's a genius idea because I said for years, every day after Super Bowl, I'd be at work. I'm like, why didn't I take this off? I got fired from a job the day after Super Bowl when I got fired from AT&T. I actually was sitting there the day after Super Bowl. It was a Super Bowl that the Saints beat the Colts. And I was engaged at the time. I had my apartment in West Babylon. And my ex, actually, we did Super Bowl. We had my cousins over and her family. And we all were in my apartment. It was actually fun. And then, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. And I remember, like, I was on the phone with her at work. I'm like, yeah, I hope they fire me today. Well, be careful what you ask for, because it happened. I got fired. And it was actually the best thing that ever happened, because then like comedy happened a couple months later and boom, you know, there it was. I wouldn't be able to do comedy if I was working there, because I worked retail and the hours are garbage. So, the place sucked anyway. You know, they all sucked. Not everybody. My coworkers were okay. Some of the big bosses sucked. Whatever. And I got accused of something I didn't do. But whatever, but it's okay. Whatever. They didn't have proof. That's why I got unemployment. I won. Anyway. I totally went off on a tangent. Super Bowl. Day at vacation pick. So day after Super Bowl is, I think, a must. If you are a big football fan, you go. It's who wants to get up the next day after Super Bowl? It's like getting up. It's like going to work after Christmas. You don't want to do it. So I always take that day off. Boom. Another day I take off, the day after WrestleMania. It's not a big a deal now that WrestleMania is two nights. It doesn't go as late, but still. It goes late enough that I don't want to get up the next day and go to work. I want to enjoy WrestleMania. I want to then, after it's over, scour the internet for more rumors. I want to watch the press conference. I want to do all this stuff. That's why I take the day after WrestleMania off. 4th of July falls on a Wednesday this year. So I took the Thursday? I think it's a Wednesday. So I took I don't know when it falls this year. Let me look. Kind of tell you all my vacation days. And this, again, I don't take all my, like, I don't do the whole thing. I just, you know, but I saved some of them too. Okay, 4th of July is on a Thursday, so I took the Friday and Monday off. Genius. I worked to Wednesday, off Thursday for the holiday, Friday and Monday. That's a long time from off of work, if you think about it. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days off, and it's only 2 days off my vacation. That feels like a mini vacation, and these kind of things like help me get through the year. My birthday this year falls smack dab in the middle of the week, so I'll see what we're going to do when we're going to celebrate my birthday. I mean, I don't really care. It's going to be maybe 45 this year. But I'm more excited about like taking off like day 2 days after Christmas. Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year. I took off the Thursday and Friday after that. So I'll be off from Christmas on the rest of that week. Like those kind of, I've been thinking about it already, like the whole year. I mean, that's how fast the year will go by. But for me, what I like long weekends. You know, instead of taking a whole week off from work, those long weekends just somehow just like recharge me, get me energized, you know, and I don't like do anything special. Most times I'll just get up early, well, not early, but I get up, I'll get a sandwich from my brothers at Finn's. I'll go to the cigar lounge or I'll go like sit outside or wherever and I'll just enjoy myself. I'll have a good day, relaxing day. I call it like if I won the lottery kind of days. Like how would I my life be if I won the lottery? And it would kind of be like this. I would sleep late, do what I got to do, and end up with a cigar at the end of the day. To me, that's a perfect day. And, speaking of cigars, and I know you guys don't care, but for Christmas, I made out like a bandit this year. I always do. My family's very generous with me with the gifts they get me. But this year in particular, I got a cigar. My dad got it for me. It was the Opus X 20th anniversary. Now this, I would say it was one of the best cigars I've had. Hands down, this was the best cigar I've ever had in my life. And it was awesome. Christmas wasn't like freezing out. So we made a fire. My brother's at the TV outside. We were watching the Knick game before the Giants were on. And I had this cigar. I said, my dad's like, you're not waiting for this one? I go, no, this is one of these. I've heard about this one. I have to have it. It was great. I got gift certificates to Matador. I smoked some great cigars from that. I got my Tommy Cutlets hat. And I know like he got benched, but still, I'm all for Tommy Cutlets. I hope the Giants keep him next year as the backup. I just like this kid. I relate to him. We are him. You know, Italian kids that live at home into their mid to late 20s, that their mom does their laundry, makes them dinner. Like everybody in the media made this out to be something that never happened. It happens. This is what it is. So I love this hat. Even though I got benched, it's just, I like it. He's doing the Italian hands here. My brother got me a new lighter cutter mix. It's like an all-in-one. I'm doing this thing with my hands. Like, this isn't nothing to do with lighters or cutters. Anyway, it was a good holidays. And, I think when your holidays are good, it just bleeds into the next year and you're ready to go. And, I am. And I hope this podcast made sense. It's good to be back, though. Seriously, I missed talking into this microphone, talking to you guys. I did miss it because I feel like I share everything with you guys. And not being able to share what was going on during those weeks, it sucked. And I thought about like doing a podcast, but like there was no like right time to do it. I didn't want to rush it. I didn't want to do it a half ass. So I apologize. But I think I needed that break. I needed a little bit. And here we are now, 2024. And the podcast will have a birthday this month. And I think it's, let me see. I'm bad at math. So I think in a couple of weeks, the podcast will be 6 years old this month. I guess the 18th. Kind of crazy. So I'm excited about that as well. 6 years of this podcast. And you guys are still haven't gotten rid of me yet. So thank you. We'll talk about the 6 years when it happens and everything else down the road. I'm just happy to be back talking to you guys, sharing my my weeks and my whatever, my blah, blah, blah that you guys seem to want to hear. Thank you. Anyway, this has been episode 308 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Podcast is always available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, wherever your podcasts are located, where you get your podcasts. That's where it is. 5-star rate and review. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can find it on iTunes, and while you're there, his new band Demon Scar releasing new music like crazy. Check them out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs this playoff season, this Super Bowl season. That's Finn's Deli, finnsdeli.com, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show. Get yourself an Uncle Cheese, not because it's named after me, because it really is the best sandwich out there. Check them out once again, finnsdeli.com. I want to thank everybody who joined us on this episode. Thank you for welcoming me back. Happy 2024. Let's do it, guys. Let's crush our goals or whatever we want to do. Not because it's New Year, because we are badasses and that's what we do. I'll talk to everybody next week. Have a good one. Yeah. Something to